Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. It's 6 days until Election Day here in the United States, and Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were campaigning Tuesday in political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Their travel plans reflect the state of the race, with the polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. On Tuesday, Trump is on the defense, headed to 3 Midwestern states. We won in this upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. He likely needs to capture again to win a second term. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail and one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they are looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others and the expected long lines of people waiting to cast their ballots next Tuesday. Well, Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infection rates and hit a record high in COVID-19-related deaths jumped there. The measures will cost nearly $6.4 billion, including grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, the Prime Minister ordered bars and restaurants to close early, shut gyms, movie theaters, swimming pools, triggering protests against the closure in several cities. Via remote, this is VOA News. Kabul police say a bomb attack in the Afghan capital killed at least 3 civilians and injured more than a dozen others on Tuesday. The explosion occurred in the 10th Police District in Kabul after the attacker detonated a bomb installed on a roadside car. In addition to causing casualties, the violent explosion damaged several buildings nearby. Also on Tuesday, another car bomb was detonated at the Eastern Coast province at a special police force base, prompting attackers to begin firing. At least 5 police officers died in the crossfire, more than 2 dozen other police, and 9 civilians injured. No group or person have so far claimed responsibility for the 2 attacks. Poland's prime minister on Tuesday defended the tightening of the country's abortion law and condemned massive nationwide protests led by women's rights activists, saying they shouldn't be happening amid heightened coronavirus restrictions, and decrying acts of aggression. The prime minister was reacting to 5 days of massive protests across Poland against a ruling Thursday by the country's top court that declared abortions due to fetal congenital defects unconstitutional. Prime Minister urging people to observe restrictions that ban gatherings of more than 5 people in an effort to fight a sudden spike in coronavirus cases. More protests in Poland are planned during this week. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is proposing a rule change that will require television, radio broadcasters to publicly disclose if any of their content is sponsored by foreign governments. The proposal says the American people deserve to know when a foreign government has paid for programming or furnished it for free, so the viewers and listeners can better evaluate the value and accuracy of such programming. At the late Samsung chairman Lee Kun-hee's farewell ceremony was held in Seoul early Wednesday. Lee, who transformed the small television maker into a global giant of consumer electronics, died on Sunday with his family nearby. And fire erupted in one of Rio de Janeiro's main hospitals Tuesday, forcing rescue workers to evacuate some 200 people. No media reports of anyone being injured, but one person reportedly died who was a COVID patient. And in the World Series, the LA Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, won their first Major League Baseball championship since 1988, defeating the Tampa Bay Rays. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.